Okay, guys, so it's been a really long time since I've done a podcast, and I do apologize. I have had the craziest couple of months. Anyway, so we're at the end of the season of our Generation Q, and I'm sure you guys have already seen it by now, but if you haven't, don't listen any further. They don't want to ruin it for you. So basically, a lot of shit went down. The most important thing, you know what? I think I should tell you about Shane first. Basically, Shane got dumped. Shane's wife left her again, or whatever. I don't know who left who the first time. But yeah, so that happened. And, you know, so you guys remember when Alice and her girlfriend Matt, you know, had that grapple with Matt at Gigi and all that drama went down. Matt actually showed up at Alice's work while Alice was on air. And basically told her she loved her and, you know, she was the only one that she wanted and it's just going to be the two of them. So that was really cool that happened. And it happened in front of Alice's guest, Roxane Gay, which you guys don't know who she is. You need to check her out. You need to check her books out. Follow her on Instagram. She's a cool lady. So anyway, I think the most messed up thing about the whole episode was how it left us hanging, and it was like, real shit, you're gonna leave us hanging like this? Like, I don't know. It's like, I really thought Sophie and Danny, you know, were gonna make it or whatever, even with the whole, you know, sleeping with Finley thing that Sophie, you know, got herself tangled up in, and, you know, if she's supposed to be with Finley, that's cool and everything, you know? If it's true love, whatever. I just hope that, you know, she does what is in her heart. And, I don't know. I could see where she wasn't happy, but I could also see that she loves that girl. But, you know, I think that girl was just, you know, what's her name? Danny. I think that, you know, she just got all caught up in her little crush that she has for Bette and the whole, you know, running thing. Anyway, I don't know. So, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but Bette didn't win, you know, the election. So she was pretty, you know, heartbroken about that. And, you know, whatever. It happens for the best. But, yeah, I was a little surprised that the show kind of went that way. You know, because Bette is such a powerhouse, and I thought she would have been a great mayor. Even if it's just a show, it's like, hello, come on, man. Really? You didn't let us have Hillary. Now you're not letting us have Elizabeth Warren. And you can't even let us have Bette on the fucking L word being, you know, a politician, like, really? Anyway, I don't know, that was annoying. But, all in all, I'm still grateful that the show has returned, and I can't wait for it to come back next season. Hopefully, with all the coronavirus stuff going on, that, you know, it doesn't get pushed back, like, another year. You know, on top of all the time we have to wait as it is. But of course, we want everybody to be safe and, you know, all that good stuff. So, you know, whatever happens. So, anyway, I hope everyone is doing well today. And I hope everyone is staying safe. I hope everyone is staying inside. And I just hope, you know, that everybody, you know, comes out of this okay. And, yeah, I can't wait to to another podcast when the show starts again. You know, I might do some podcasting in between then and, you know, put it on this platform, but I'm not sure. So I guess it depends if I have something important to say. So while I'm sitting here getting used to virtual college, my wife is working from home half the time and working at the office half the time, so, and she's being safe, so we're good here, even though we're in Washington State, and Washington State is pretty bad with the coronavirus. The, you know, not only the cases, but the deaths, and you know, so far so good here on the home front, and that's all we can hope for day to day. So anyway, everyone, ladies, gentlemen, everyone in between, I wish you luck and lots of peace and love.